Carol Fly with High Tech Answers. At HIM16 in Las Vegas this year, I sat down with Kim LeBeau, CEO of MedFusion. Here is that interview.
Hi, Kim. How are you, and how is HIM16 going for you?
HIM16, thanks for asking. HIM16 is fantastic. It is bigger and busier than it's ever been before, and from a MedFusion perspective, we have been meeting with potential partners and clients for the last 2 days and looking forward to another few days of that.
And congrats on your new role as CEO.
Thank you very much. Very excited and very humbled to be leading the company that I have spent a few years even in my prior career with, and to be back here at the helm is fantastic.
So, Kim, I know you've spoken before about the drive for technology in healthcare and the focus on the patient as a central player. What do you see as the top challenges for patient engagement in this new era of value-based care?
Great question. So as we all know, that the patient has always been at the center of care in terms of the individual who's receiving the care. Now the patient, because of value-based care, different types of reimbursement programs, the patient is now at the center of the business of healthcare. Not just receiving the care, but choosing the care, which provider they go to, what amount of money they're willing to pay for that care, where they go for their referrals, and who. It's a lot more about choice now that the burden of payment is becoming more and more on the patient as opposed to on the payer. So the challenge for a provider, MedFusion sees the challenge for the providers in keeping that engagement and keeping that interaction with the patient from the very, very, very beginning of the continuum of care through the very, very end. So it's not just enough to deliver good, high-quality care, but you have to make the entire experience with that patient memorable and valuable and easy. So from a MedFusion perspective, we're all about managing the patient experience and about helping providers improve the experiences that the patients have, whether it be making an appointment, checking in for that appointment, paying their copay, answering questions, paying their bill online, following through with referrals. Whatever those experiences are, the providers really need to offer the patient the most ease of use and the best experience possible in order to keep them in the network, keep them paying their bills, keep them referring their friends and family to those physicians, et cetera. So I believe that the scope of patient engagement and the scope of the patient experience has broadened as the patient has taken on more financial responsibility and is now more in control of his or her own care.
So for those providers who are trying to modernize the way they communicate with patients in a new digital age, this era that we're in right now, what do you recommend or what advice do you give them?
It seems it's all about the phone. It's all about the mobile device. The number of things that I just walking around HIMSS today in the last few days, I've been watching as I walk, and 75 to 80% of the people's heads are down. They're pushing the buttons on the phone as they're walking. It's a miracle we haven't had more pedestrian accidents here in the Sands Convention Center with the amount of distracted walking that's going on. So as much as the providers can deliver information, updates, appointment reminders, the ability to check in, you know, care messages, quick surveys, how are you feeling today, as much as it can be delivered to patients where they are and on the devices that they're used to is the best way for them to get the most interaction, most engagement, and improve as many experiences as possible.
You guys recently announced the second wave of MedFusion Plus. Tell us about it.
Sure. So for those who don't know, MedFusion Plus is an aggregator of patient health records. It's patient-centric, so that basically means that as a patient, if you have 5 different providers that are on 5 different EHRs solutions with their respective portals, MedFusion Plus enables the patient to activate basically a retrieval system for their records from each of those different portals and aggregates that information together right there on their phone. And as a patient, I can manage my own healthcare records, I can manage them for my children, my parents, whoever I may be managing the care for. And what MedFusion has done with MedFusion Plus is basically kind of turn the interoperability challenge on its head a little bit, and rather than say, how do we get these two EHR systems to talk to each other within a single health system. We said we don't need to make those two health systems talk to each other because we'll take the patient, the patient's at the middle of all those interactions, and we'll make that connection through the patient. So what we've done with MedFusion Plus in this most recent wave is we've added additional capabilities for mapping and trending of patient record results like weight and tests and things like that, lab tests. And we've also started, this is an application, by the way, that is free to consumers. It's in the App Store. Yep, so anybody can go and download it today. And then once you download it, you just need to tell MedFusion Plus who your physicians are and who you want to connect with, and then that gets the process started. But we've also started to roll it out through our practices. So we've already rolled out in this latest wave MedFusion Plus through 200 of our practices, which means that our providers are introducing their patient base to MedFusion Plus because they want to see not just the records that they have for that patient, but they want to see where Kim went to the other physician and had the other test and had the other scan done. They want to see those results too, and they may not have access to that for, you know, a very long period of time, if ever. So they're encouraging their patients to go on and download MedFusion Plus so that they can get a more holistic view of their patient's health as well. So today with MedFusion Plus, we're enrolling about 1,000 patients per week on the application with really no marketing and no outside of just our providers in those practices telling their patients about it. So we expect that those numbers will go through the roof.
That's very exciting news.
Great. Thank you very much.
Well, enjoy your hymns.
Thanks. You too.